Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Robin Shirley, and welcome to another Take Back Your Health radio episode, where we talk about how to create a happy and healthy lifestyle for reversing disease. And today's show is about what you're doing that is draining your energy. Today, I'm going to talk to you about five specific things that we all tend to do that are contributing to fatigue. And this is one of those episodes where you're going to want to take notes, especially if fatigue is something you deal with on a regular basis. I'm going to be giving you a lot of little tips and pieces of information that you will want to remember. But before I get into the details, I just wanted to remind everyone that the Take Back Your Health Conference is coming up in Washington, D.C., November 1st through 2nd, 2014, at the Capitol View Renaissance in Crystal City, Virginia. And that is sponsored by NIA, National Integrated Health Associates, and we're very grateful for their sponsorship and their support over the years. And our food vendor, Nourish Market, is going to be there with delicious treats for everyone. And I also want to thank our two newest sponsors, Sue Stewart with doTERRA Essential Oils and Carolyn Grafton, who's going to be there with some very, very therapeutic and effective superfoods and herbs that I've actually been using myself over the last 15 years to help me regain my own energy and my health. So I'm very excited to share all these resources with you at the next Take Back Your Health Conference, where we're really learning how to live the Take Back Your Health lifestyle. That is the place to go if you want to be immersed in and learn all the ins and outs of how to live in a way that you are consistently improving your health on a regular basis. That is happening November 1st and 2nd, so mark your calendars. And the other thing that I just want to mention is something new, and you all know that our website, if you've been listening in, our new Take Back Your Health website is about to launch in a couple of days, which is very exciting. This is something that the Take Back Your Health is something that I've created from my heart, and it's very important to me that that it continues to grow as a resource for people out there who are dealing with chronic illness and other serious illnesses that are keeping you from experiencing life the way you want to experience it. And so this new website is going to be very, very happy new addition to the Take Back Your Health brand. And I am launching a part of this website, and it's a community of people, Club TBYH. It's a community that anyone can join, and it's for people who want to be immersed in the Take Back Your Health lifestyle on a regular basis, and for people who want extra support and who want that the extra edge, information and little tidbits and secrets that have been very effective for all of us Take Back Your Health experts who speak at the conferences and contribute to our knowledge base, all of us sharing our information through the Club TBYH community, and those of you who join as members will have access to all of that information and support and community. So Club TBYH will be launching with the new website, and that's going to be available in just a few days. So very exciting for all of us, and I hope that you all will check it out. The website is going to be clubtbyh.com, but don't check it yet. It should be launching in a few days. If you're listening to the recording of this, then, of course, it's probably already launched, so you can go check it out now. All right, but back to today's topic. I am talking about fatigue today. It's an issue that's very close to me. I've been there with the fatigue and the debilitating fatigue. Now, there's a lot of different variations on this, so some of you may be experiencing, minor fatigue on a regular basis, just having that afternoon slump, or maybe you're waking up and you're not feeling refreshed, or maybe you just cannot make it to the end of the day like you used to be able to, or maybe you're just a little bit lethargic throughout your day. And then there's the more severe fatigue, which is the kind where you take, you know, you get up in the morning to take your shower and afterwards you hit a wall and you can't move and you are back in bed. Or it's the kind of fatigue where, you know, a lot of people with chronic illness and chronic about it in terms of, like, you kind of have to be very strategic and save your energy for the parts of the day that are the most important. So if you have a job interview or you have an important meeting or you have to pick up your kids or you have something that other people are relying on you for, or something that's important to your financial security or something that's important to your health, like a doctor's appointment, then you tend to prioritize those and just you spend a lot of time on the couch, or you may be on disability, you may have a job where you're just not able to perform as well. Whatever your situation is, whether you have minor fatigue or debilitating fatigue, this call is going to be helpful to you because what I'm talking about today is not a specific kind of fatigue. I am talking about the foundations, the support that you need to have in place for your body in order for your body to, on a very basic level, function and produce the energy that it needs. So I'm not talking about specific kinds of fatigue, like how to deal with adrenal fatigue or how to deal with thyroid issue or how to deal with, chronic illness type of fatigue or how to deal with minor afternoon slumps. I'm talking about, as a whole, what I'm talking about today as far as the reasons why you're feeling fatigue, I'm going to be as bold as to say that these reasons that I'm going to outline today as to why you are fatigued, they apply to all kinds of fatigue. And if you take my recommendations and apply them to your life, I think you're going to see what I mean and how these solutions that I'm going to present to you create a basic kind of support for your body that allows your body to function more more at a higher energy level. Okay, so let me just go ahead and get started. I'm telling you five reasons why you are fatigued and what to do about it. Okay, so the first reason that you are fatigued is because you're not getting the right kind of sleep and or the right amount of sleep. And so some people have trouble falling asleep. Some people have trouble staying asleep. Some people have breathing issues while they're sleeping. Some people are living in a very noisy area. Some people have hot flashes at night that wake them up. Some people have chronic pain that keeps them awake. Some people have work stress, and some people have depression that keeps you awake. There are so many different reasons why you may not be getting the right kind of sleep or the right amount of sleep. So, what I've concluded over the years is that, first of all, it's important to get the right amount of sleep for your body. So some people do better with 10 hours of sleep, and some people do better with 7 hours of sleep. Some people do better with 5 hours of sleep. And it's not, I want you all to feel like whatever the amount of sleep is that you need is okay, and not compare yourself to others. All these articles about how much sleep do we really need, it's not very helpful for you as an individual to listen to someone making such a generalization. What I have found is to be the most helpful in determining how much sleep I need is to give myself a few weeks where I let myself fall asleep when I get tired at night and sleep until I wake up naturally. So if you have the luxury of doing that, I think it's very important to kind of get to know your body and figure out, well, what does my body naturally want to do? Because oftentimes it's just the smallest tweak in terms of people who can't fall asleep at night, have a hard time falling asleep at night. Sometimes you get sleepy like around 9:30, but you're thinking, oh, it's way too early to go to sleep. So you push yourself till like 11:30, which for a lot of people is a more normal, quote unquote, time to fall asleep, which is crazy because when you push yourself like that, you push your body into an unnatural state of, you know, adrenaline, unnatural stimulation where you get your hormones revved up again, and it's like your body wanted to fall asleep, but now it's like, oh, we can't fall asleep, so let's get revved up again, and you get out of your sleep mode, and then you try to go to bed at 11:30, and there's no way that's happening. So that can be a huge issue, and I see it all the time with people my age especially are just thinking when they get tired at night, they just push themselves because, oh, it's not normal to fall asleep this early. The other thing that could be going on is that those of you who are waking up not refreshed, sometimes it's even a matter of just waking up 30 minutes earlier or 30 minutes later. It's amazing. Like when I have, I guess everyone has heard of the sleep cycles. You have cycles, some people like 40 minutes or an hour and 30 minutes or a certain number of minutes. And you'll kind of notice if you're very in tune with your body that you wake up you go in and out of these cycles throughout the night. And what happens for me is that if I don't set my alarm, then and I wake up naturally without being woken up, you'll be at the end of your cycle. So if you wake yourself up in the middle of your cycle, it's very disruptive and you don't wake up feeling refreshed. So, and all of this is very, you know, individual to you. You may have a schedule that doesn't allow you to be so flexible, but if you can allow yourself a week or two just to experiment and get to know your body's sleep cycles and as a way to learn, and then you take that information and apply it as you can to fit into with your schedule. But sleep is so important for improving your energy levels. Also, you want to go back and listen to some of my other radio episodes because I don't have the time today to go into all of the details about how to get better sleep. But for those of you who are dealing with things like depression or chronic pain or hot flashes or just trouble staying asleep, all those things, depression, go back and listen to some of the other radio episodes, especially the ones about sleep, because I do address all these things, how to get your mind into a state of relaxation and also how to get better sleep if you're dealing with like biological issues or reasons why you can't sleep properly. Okay, short-term help for sleep, just going to throw it out there, melatonin supplementation is not something you want to rely on long-term, but if you're really having issues, that would be a natural solution for you. I think sleep is so important that if you need to take something, you should, and it would be better not to be one of those prescription sleeping pills, in my humble opinion. So melatonin might be an answer for you. Okay, so that's number one reason why you are fatigued, is because you're not getting the right kind or the right amount of sleep. Okay, and not all of these reasons that I'm giving are going to resonate with you, but I'm hoping that one or two of them you'll say, okay, that could be a real reason why I'm fatigued. Okay, so number two reason, and this is a little different than what you heard before probably, but lack of oxygen. So everyone knows as you're exercising, you start to breathe more deeply in your body's effort to increase the amount of oxygen in your body because oxygen is used in cell metabolism to turn calories into molecules of usable energy. So it's very important in the mitochondria, which is the organelle in your cells that produces energy. So oxygen is used directly to produce energy in your body. That's why your body naturally breathes more heavily when you're exercising. You need more oxygen. It's a survival mechanism. So oxygen. The reason why I'm bringing it up now, because so many of us hold our breath, or we breathe irregularly, or we breathe shallow, we take shallow breaths. And I do all of the above. I am not perfect. I have not been able to master my breath. And it's something I work on regularly because I can tell a difference when I am breathing. And it's not just in my energy levels, but it's in my state of mind. I'm more at peace when I take deep or moderately deep regular breaths as opposed to shallow breaths or holding my breath. In fact, I have a little short story to tell. I had left college about 5 or 6 years ago, too sick to continue with my courses, and I got into food and nutrition, like, obsessively, and I was going around to checking out all the local farmers markets, and I was also at the same time listening to meditation music or very peaceful classical music in my car as I drove because I was at a, I was so weak at this point that I could not handle pop music. It was very stressful and overwhelming to my nervous system, and it would then in turn come in and affect me physically in terms of tension and stress and holding my breath. So the two things I was focusing on were my nutrition and my breathing at this point. And what I did was I used my car and my driving time as the time to focus on my breath. And I practiced exhaling fully and breathing in and relaxing the muscles as much as I could in my belly and my shoulders so that the breath would be natural and I wouldn't force an exhale, or I would try not to force it too much, or I wouldn't force the inhale. I would kind of let my body do what it needed to do naturally. I was just trying to just relax into the breathing and see what happened. And I got into these rhythms of breathing, and it was so relaxing and so calming. And I remember specifically I was driving to a farmer's market one morning, and I got out of the car, and I was in my zone. I was in my rhythm of breathing, and I was walking past a vendor, a tomato vendor. He had tons of heirloom tomatoes piled on his table, and he looked at me and said, "You look so at peace right now." And I looked at him, and I remember thinking, "I am. I really am." And it was, this was kind of at the beginning of me really being able to control my emotions and my mental state and be in a more happy and positive place more often than a negative place. So I was just loving that someone else noticed me because I was so sick over the years to the point where strangers would notice my face being just, you know, scrunched up in, you know, discomfort or displeasure. So anyways, breathing is so vitally important to your energy levels and your state of mind. So what I would recommend is paying attention to your breathing and perhaps taking or doing some research or finding a meditation CD on breathing or some instructional meditative breathing exercises. And even, you know, I'm not going to expect you to go take a yoga class or a kundalini class, but, hey, if you've been wanting to, and this resonates with you, yoga and kundalini yoga can really help out with it. So that's always an option. Plus, just simply, you know, setting aside some time each day to pay attention to what's really going on can help. Okay, so that was number two reason why you are fatigued, is that you're not getting enough oxygen. Okay. Number three reason why you're fatigued is because you're not eating or you're not getting enough nutrients in your food. Okay, this is kind of a common one. People know about this. And so this is the one that's talked about the most is what I mean. We have an issue with our food these days, and we talk about this a lot at the Take Back Your Health conference. And I'm not going to go into a ton of details here other than if you're fatigued, don't drink coffee. Coffee is not going to solve the problem. Red Bull is not going to solve the problem. Caffeine pills are not going to solve the problem. multivitamin is not going to solve the problem. And I'm not trying to be pessimistic here, but you've got to really change your lifestyle. If you're seriously fatigued, even the minor fatigue, I'm going to get heavy on you guys here for a minute. If you are relying on Red Bull or coffee or candy or sweets to pick up your energy throughout the day, that's the beginning of serious fatigue. It's a sign from your body, like, hey, you're not treating me the way that I need to be treated. You know, this is my warning. It happens to people in their mid to late 20s and 30s, and it's the beginning of, you know, perhaps something more serious. Not for everyone, obviously, but it's something you should pay attention to. So if you are having minor fatigue, don't take it lightly. I'm not trying to, you know, project into your future as to what's going to happen, but it's not something to take lightly. So nutrition is one of the most important things that you can change, and it's one of the most common reasons why people are fatigued, and it's not going to be something that will fix your problem overnight. It's more of a long-term thing. So when you're feeling the fatigue in your late 20s and 30s, it's because of two or three decades of not feeding yourself dense nutrition. Okay, so the ways that you can start eating better are eating foods that are high in nutrients, both macronutrients, meaning protein, carbs, and fats, and micronutrients, meaning minerals, vitamins, and antioxidants. So you want to eat foods that are high in all those things. Your body needs minerals and vitamins and other nutrients to carry out many metabolic processes. So we also need adequate protein and fat to build muscle and do work like walking, running, sitting, thinking. Your brain needs protein and fat to think. And so a lot of people, let me just put this into perspective. For example, people who skip breakfast, and I understand, you know, the intermittent fasting, for those of you who are into that, I understand the juicing thing, and I don't have an opinion either way. I think that fasting can be very therapeutic, but I'm going to use this to paint an example of what I'm talking about, and then there are other solutions besides having to, you know, eat. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. I'm getting ahead of myself. The body is, you know, designed to take in a certain number of calories a day. And when we evolved thousands and thousands of years ago, we evolved with certain foods that were higher in nutrients per calorie. Now they're lower in nutrients per calorie because of the way our agricultural system works. Our food just isn't as nutritious as it used to be. So you have to eat strategically to get the amount of nutrients that you need. So that's one thing that's working against us. But also what's working against us is that people's schedules are causing them to eat irregularly, plus this thing about wanting to lose weight, so decreasing our calories. But it doesn't just decrease our calories, it also decreases the nutrients we're eating. So people who skip meals are also skipping out on nutrients, 30% of the nutrients that you could have potentially gotten if you had had three meals or if you had had a full calorie load that day. So I'm not suggesting you eat tons and tons more calories. What I'm suggesting is that you eat strategically so that you do get, you're putting in your body very nutrient-dense foods. And so let's think basic stuff. Vegetables and fruits, okay? Just start filling your day up with lots of vegetables and fruits and get creative with it. I'm not talking about eating carrot sticks all day. You know, you can steam some vegetables at night. You can eat salads. You can put veggies into your smoothies. There are tons of recipes out there. There are recipes on clubtbyh.com. We have a whole smoothie recipe book for Club TBYH members. So vegetables and fruits, okay? And second one is your protein and your healthy fats. You've got to get protein. Whether you're a vegetarian or a meat eater, I don't care. Meat eaters need to do organ meat. You need to do red meat. Organ meat and red meat have vitamin A, B vitamins, trace minerals, omega-3s, vitamin K2, iron. Always choose grass-fed. And You can do things like chicken livers if you ever have the opportunity. I always get that at restaurants when it's there for me. And then for vegetarians, you can do the things like spirulina, which is a blue-green algae. You can do vegetables, which have a significant amount of protein, quinoa, maca root, nuts and seeds, and beans if you can tolerate them. Then we've got superfoods. And I'm running out of time a little bit, so I'm just going to mention research superfoods and David Wolf, talking about his kind of superfoods, superfoods according to David Wolf. Okay. Reason number four why you don't have enough energy is that you have high expectations of yourself. You're spreading yourself too thin. You're asking too much of yourself. You're not giving yourself enough credit for what you do accomplish. This kind of ties into how these days we're kind of all addicted to adrenaline or being in a constantly revved up state. And it's equivalent to being in a perpetual fight or flight mode. If this is not good for your body. It uses up a lot of mineral and vitamin and antioxidant reserves. It's, a lot of oxidative stress on your body, and it takes a lot to recover from that. It also takes a lot of mental and emotional energy to be in this state all the time. I'm not really going to be able to help you in, 5 minutes here, but I'm just planting the seeds here with this one. I think that whenever you're dealing with serious illness, if that's you, you have to rethink your whole perspective on life. And your whole body and your whole mind that you have to start observing and seeing where things aren't working well for you. Okay. The last one, which is, I've left myself 3 minutes here, which is frustrating because this is my most favorite one to talk about, but not understanding how or not letting yourself recharge. So everybody recharges their batteries in different ways. I am an extreme introvert, and I recharge by being alone and going within and not speaking, but active meditation, walking, drawing, writing, things like that is how, that's how I recharge my batteries. And when I am in a perpetually put into social situations without breaks, I will break after a week or 2 weeks. I will break, I will lash out, I will have, I won't be able to function properly or in any healthy manner. So for me, that's how I recharge. Some people recharge by being with people. Some people recharge by exercising. Some people recharge through their sleep, and that's enough. So I'm talking about mental and emotional exertion and physical exertion. How do you, as an individual, recharge from that kind of, from each of those kinds of exertions? And then give yourself the opportunity to do it. Build that time into your week. To be successful with anything, you have to set boundaries and be very, very specific and very intentional with what you spend your time doing. And this is a huge journey. If you are asking for healing, if you're asking for better health, if your intention is to become healthier, then it's going to require some effort. It's going to be fun. It's always going to be fun. And that's my biggest hope, is that through Take Back Your Health, the conference, and Club TBYH, we can help you enjoy your experience and your journey into better health. It's very exciting to try out new foods and learn about your body, and doing that with a community is very important too. So that's why we have these resources for you all. I wish I could talk more about this topic, but I am going to run out of time here. I hope this is helpful to everyone. And please stay in touch with us. You can listen to all of our archived radio episodes on blogtalkradio.com/TBYH. And we'll see you at the conference November 1st through 2nd in Washington, D.C. Tickets will be on sale within the week. Everyone, take care. We'll talk to you again next week on Take Back Your Health Radio.